The following is a pre-recorded edition of CKL Wednesday Dewatala. We remind you views and opinions expressed by our guests and our callers during Dewatala, not necessarily those of 97.3 CKLWN or the Aquasasti Communication Society. Once again, the program is pre-recorded. No phone calls will be taken. The following questions were collected over the past few weeks from the general meeting that occurred on May 25, 2015, from calls received by Council and the Aboriginal Rights and Research Office of the Mohawk Council of Aquasasne, and through in-person conversations regarding the MCA's recent announcement of an offer for settlement from Canada for the Dundee claim. Joining us for the program, Larry King, District Chief for Gunnedah, Cactus Cook Sunday Manager Arrow, Dwight Barrow Jr., Philip White Cree, and Cheyenne Lazor, researchers for the Arrow office. The program was recorded on Monday, June 29, 2015. Here is Gunnedah District Chief Larry King.
Sego Aquasasalona, Nyawa, CKON, and Reen for having us here today to speak to you about a very important issue and agenda, being the Jigalistizle Dundee claim. First of all, I want to express that this segment occurs after recent MCA general elections. I unfortunately was not successful in those elections, therefore, I will not be able to see this most important of files to the end. This segment could, in fact, represent one of my final official duties in the capacity as a Gunnedah District Chief. I congratulate and wish the best for the incoming council. And being that there was a large turnover, I urge the community to have patience with them. I want to commend the work and efforts of the MCA's Aboriginal Rights and Research Office, ARRO. It was an absolute pleasure working with you. I strongly encourage Aquasasalona to attend the upcoming information sessions on the Jigalistizle Dundee claim and to participate in the ensuing referendum. I offer the following introduction to the Jigalistizle Dundee claim. Jigalistizle, also known as the Dundee Lands, are on the south shore of the St. Lawrence River, roughly opposite Cornwall. They consist of approximately 20,000 acres, being a part of the most westerly portion of the province of Quebec, now known as the Township of Dundee. Historically, it is part of the lands that were occupied and inhabited by the Mohawks of Aquasasne. Starting in the early 1800s, the lands were leased out to non-Mohawk settlers. None of these leases were preceded by a surrender, as required by the Royal Proclamation of 1763. Some of the leases were made directly by Aquasasne chiefs, while the majority were made with the involvement of the Crown and Indian Affairs. Administration of the leases and collection of the rent was irregular. As leases expired, the Mohawks demanded the return of the leased lands. The problems with the Dundee lands were studied in a Federal Dundee Land Inquiry Commission in 1887. The commission recommended that the Mohawks surrender their interest in the leased lands for $50,000. In 1888, the Superintendent General of Indian Affairs came to Aquasasne and proposed to the Mohawks that they surrender their interest in the leased Dundee lands for $50,000. A surrender document was signed by some of the Aquasasne chiefs. The federal government then approved the surrender. Although the Mohawks subsequently disputed the surrender, saying it was never their intention to surrender, the federal government did not agree with such objections. After 1888, most of the leased Dundee lands were patented by the federal crown to the settler lessees or descendants. About 10% of the patented lands were purchased by the federal crown in the years following 1888 and up to 1927 and turned back to Aquasasne Reserve lands. The Jigalistizle Dundee claim is based on specific instances of Canada's failure to protect the interests of the Mohawks of Aquasasne in the illegal lands leases and in the 1888 surrender. No.
When land is returned to the community, will community members be able to get them?
The process for adding lands to reserve is still being negotiated. The process for distributing the lands acquired and returned to reserve status has yet to be determined. A comprehensive community education strategy will be engaged, and the membership will have many opportunities to express their views. These will all be taken into consideration, and a fair process for the return to reserve status will occur.
Could a landowner in Dundee simply raise their land's price, like 3 times more than the actual worth?
Initially, prices may rise, but members as well as MCA are free to wait to purchase lands and negotiate until prices are at a reasonable and fair cost. Under the policy of additions to reserve and specific claims, there is no cap on the length of time that the Mohawks of Akwesasne have to purchase lands to be added to reserve.
What is the cost of Dundee land per acre? What about the fair market value?
The lands in the Dundee municipality vary in their zoning, so there is no standard set price for lands across the claim area. The Mohawk Council of Akwesasne has yet to negotiate the land selection area, and this area could quite possibly include lands on the north shore of the St. Lawrence River. This area will be determined through negotiations and will be presented to the community through community presentations in the coming months.
If I was to buy land in Dundee now, would I be taxed?
Yes, the land would have to follow the additions to reserve land process and will be taxable until the land is transferred to reserve status. Through a settlement agreement, the MCA in Canada will establish a process under the ATR policy. The lands acquired in the selection area up to a maximum of 18,282 acres will be returned to reserve status. This would expedite the process for a return, after which the lands would be free from taxes.
If the current Dundee residents don't leave, could we charge them rent?
The final settlement does not in itself give any rights to the Mohawks in lands possessed by third parties. These third parties cannot be displaced without a voluntary sale of their lands. However, there are possibilities being looked into wherein current landowners would be offered a reverse mortgage, and if they're agreeable, their lands would revert to Mohawk-owned land after the agreed-upon term expires.
Do we have right to the river, water, and river rights?
The Supreme Court of Canada has held that the Mohawks of Akwesasne have Aboriginal fishing rights in the St. Lawrence River, including the part of the river in front of the Dundee lands.
Is it not ours? The Dundee lands, they were never for sale.
The lands were leased to individual settlers beginning in the early 1800s, and the leases were administered by Indian Affairs. After decades of leasing of the lands, the surrender was brought to the Akwesasne chiefs and was signed, with a compensation amount of $50,000. The claim was brought because the leases were illegal, and the 1888 surrender was exploitative of the Mohawks. It was Canada's duty to protect the Mohawks' interests in their lands.
How would we get lands back?
Lands can be obtained after settlement from willing sellers. We have no time limit within which we can buy lands back for return to reserve status. This freedom will allow us to wait out some initial price increases if they occur.
Does the offer include legal and other ratification costs?
Yes, the offer includes legal, ratification, and negotiation costs to date.
Will there be a community referendum?
Absolutely. The Mohawk Council of Akwesasne does not by itself have the power to agree to a final settlement of this or any land claim without the feedback and consent of the community members.
With this take-it-or-leave-it offer, is there a deadline?
Canada's offer will expire on November 1st, 2015. This date only means that before that date, the MCA must pass a resolution to resume final negotiations with Canada based on their April 29th offer. This is not a deadline for a settlement agreement to be reached, or for a referendum to occur. There is still much work to do to reach the point where the MCA can take the final settlement agreement to the community for a referendum.
With the November 1st deadline far away, is this information a strategic distraction due to the MCA elections?
The community has been updated on the process throughout the negotiations. The MCA was given the offer without prior notice. We have been waiting for Canada to return with an offer since the last active negotiations took place in 2012.
How much is the claim worth?
All of the valuation studies and research conducted by both Canada and the MCA throughout negotiations were taken into account as a whole, and Canada based its April 29th, 2015 offer of $239,808,436 on that data and information. There were damages, however, alleged by the Mohawks of Akwesasne that Canada could not consider under this current specific claim policy. For example, any compensation for injury to culture, among others.
What percent of the settlement will be available for community in the end, excluding fees and costs?
All members of the Mohawks of Akwesasne are beneficiaries of the claim if it is settled. How the compensation amount will be invested, held, or otherwise treated is yet to be determined, as we have only just begun to structure a community communication strategy and schedule for information sessions. We anticipate, as in the past, settlement agreement community sessions that prioritizes comments and suggestions that will form the basis of how the compensation is held and spent. There could be surveys included in the strategy, which would allow as many members as possible to comment and make suggestions.
Can the money be used to buy land back?
Yes, that is certainly one priority of the community. Lands purchased from willing sellers would be subject to the additions to reserve policy. The process to buy lands back with the compensation is yet to be determined and will be set out in the final settlement agreement.
Will the money go into the community trust?
Nothing has been determined yet. Members wanted other settlement monies to go into a community trust, and those monies are now in a community trust. The community trust was set up for two claim settlements, OPG and Gowanoga Easterbrook, with the possibility to include future settlements, not necessarily binding those future settlements to that trust. Those claims involved much smaller losses of lands. The Dundee claim is about approximately 20,000 acres lost, and therefore there's a much stronger emphasis on replacing those lands with the compensation amount. A trust may or may not have the capabilities to do that, or it may not be the best way to handle the compensation for the Dundee claim. There is still a lot of communication and discussion to be had on this.
Could the money be used to settle current land disputes, pay for legal fees and survey costs?
One of the main priorities expressed by community members is to get back lands that we lost over the years, and not necessarily to invest in individual disputes. But that is a possibility that will be explored during community consultation.
What is meant by take it or leave it?
The offer that is made is a final offer from Canada. The Mohawks of Akwesasne can accept the offer and finalize a settlement agreement to be ratified by the community, or, according to Canada's policy, the negotiations end and a claim cannot be submitted again. All discussions would end. After which, the next option is court, which has costs and high risks, and would not likely include a legal obligation of Canada to return lands to reserve status under the ATR policy. This is something that is becoming standard across Canada for First Nations claims negotiations. It is likely an approach meant to finally settle long-standing claims, as hundreds have been at a standstill for decades in the system.
What could happen in the next 10 years if the offer is not accepted?
Because this is a final offer for the settlement of the claim, the next option is court. The current climate in the courts for Indian claims is not a friendly one, especially for those claims that had relatively productive negotiation tables. The professionals and experts that the MCA negotiation team have engaged throughout negotiations agree that this is a reasonable offer. Canada has indicated that this is the only offer it will bring forth for this claim.
Could the settlement monies be used to pay the taxes on the purchased land before it finishes ATR?
That will still have to be explored in community consultations over the coming months. As of now, any lands purchased would be taxed until such time as they return to reserve status.
If it was accepted, would it be a quit claim and end all other claims with Canada?
This offer would not end all claims of the Mohawks of Akwesasne within Canada. The settlement offer would only settle the claims alleged in the Dundee claim specifically, as it was submitted to and negotiated with Canada. Canada requires a release for this claim upon final settlement.
What are the current legal fees?
$2.7 million has been spent to date on legal, negotiation, expert, and study costs for the claim since it has been reaccepted for negotiations in 2002. There will be more work done internally to tally what has been spent by the MCA since the claim was originally filed in 1981.
Are the lawyers being paid 10% of the settlement?
No, the lawyers are paid on a fixed hourly rate, as is standard.
Were the traditional people of the Haudenosaunee part of the talks?
The Mohawk Council of Akwesasne filed the claim in 1981 on behalf of all Mohawks of Akwesasne. We have continued to include all members in the community at large in communications as the negotiations progress. The MCA will be consistent in this approach, and the communications, community meetings, and the feedback from those meetings will be inclusive of all community regardless of residency.
What about the God Manchester Line claim?
The Godmanchester Line claim is another separate claim, the basis of which is an alleged error by land surveyors in the 1800s when the Dundee land boundaries were drawn. The claim is for about 1,100 acres on the eastern boundary of the Dundee lands.
What happened with the OPG money and the lands?
The compensation from the settlement of the OPG claim went into the community trust that was established in 2014 as per community recommendations through the consultation process for that claim. The lands are being returned subject to Canada's additions to reserve policy, which requires surveys, interagency transfers, and environmental studies, all of which are being conducted toward the return of the lands to reserve.
The community is encouraged to contact the Aboriginal Rights and Research Office of the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne for further questions on this important issue. Cactus Cook Sunday Manager can be reached at 613-575-2348, extension 2205, by email cactus.sunday@akwesasne.ca, or feel free to stop in to the Aboriginal Rights and Research Office, located at 29 3rd Street in the village of Sibridges. The preceding was a pre-recorded edition of CKL Wednesday Watala. The original recording date was June 29, 2015. A reminder, views and opinions expressed by our guests and our callers during the Watala are not necessarily those of 97.3 CKL Wen or the Akwesasne Communication Society. For a pre-recorded edition of the Watala, I'm Reen Cook.